Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to episode 5 of the Jordan Teresa podcast. Oh my gosh, guys, would you believe it? I disappeared off the podcast again. I'm not even sure whether you guys even want my explanations, there we go, got there eventually. Oh, as to what is like even going on with this podcast, I'm not even going to bother like saying, guys, I'm back, like I'm actually back this time, because you just never really know with me. But I thought with this episode we would do like a really big catch up, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, I didn't disappear like I did when I first started the podcast, because like I had a genuine mental breakdown. Pardon me. I disappeared this time because I just had a lot going on. Everything was a little bit up in the air with this, and I thought I would just have like a massive, massive catch up with you guys, because so much has happened. And like, so I remember the last time was I spent like an hour recording a new episode. I was really, really pleased with it. And then I went to edit it, and I think it's because I recorded it with the windows open. This is in my old flat, that basically it sounded like really thin and airy. And like, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I genuinely have no idea what I'm doing. Like no, like technical, from like a technical standpoint, I do not know what I am doing like at all. Like I just realized today. So there is a little volume button. I use a Blue Yeti? Yeah, I use a Blue Yeti microphone. And there's a little volume button on there, right? I did not realize until today that that meant the volume for your headphones. I thought that meant the volume of your voice. And this entire time with my headphones, I've been plugging them into my laptop, thinking I could hear myself, when actually I could just hear my voice anyways. And I need to plug the headphones into my microphone. Like, that's how useless I am. And I'm so, like, worried, again, about, like, recording a really good episode today, and then I get to, like, editing it, because I have so many, like, weird editing, like, I just, again, I don't know what I'm doing, like, with the technicalities of this podcast. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. That I would have a really good episode that I go to edit, and it would sound like dog shit, or the file went all wiggly and weird, because that also happened once. But I've actually got on a new pair of headphones today. I've got, to be fair, they're not new. I've had them for literally like 4 months, but I am so obsessed with them. They're the Sony noise cancelling ones, like hashtag not spawn, hashtag not ad. Like I genuinely spent my money on these. I'm pretty sure that I've got them from Currys on sale from $280 to $220, because I was looking for like a really nice pair of like overhead headphones, because the overhead headphones I used to use when recording this podcast, which bear in mind, I didn't even use them properly. Like I literally just wore them for aesthetics, like because they weren't even plugged into my microphone. They were literally just like these plasticky, like pink ones from Amazon. And oh my gosh, I just remember whenever I used to like get to, and I used to use them to edit my videos as well. When I used to get to like the end of recording a podcast, I used to feel like my brain was going to start like oozing out of my ears, like because it put like a lot of pressure on my skull. Like, and I feel like, obviously I was fine, but I feel like if you use them for like 10 years or something, your skull would like change shape. Like, you know, when people, you know, when babies get pulled out with forceps and their heads go a little bit cone shaped, I feel like that is how my brain felt after using those headphones. But I'm using the Sony ones because originally I wanted to get the, obviously the Apple, Air Max ones, because I thought they were going to be about £250, maybe £300 at a push. Guys, those Apple Air Maxes are £500. I do think they look really cool, but I genuinely could not believe my eyes when I saw the price. And like the thought of like, even if you get them insured, the thought of someone being able to snatch, just off the street, snatch £500 off my head, like does not sit right with my soul. And also like, apparently these ones are better, like not even not biased or anything. Like I swear I've heard from people that these are better. And also I've had these for 4 months and I use them all the time, like to edit, I use them to listen to music, like whatever. I use these a lot. I've only had to charge them once. Yeah, guys, I've only had to charge them once. Like, I genuinely recommend these headphones so much. And they look cool too. I got the black ones. I just think I look cool. Like, I'm here recording my podcast. I look really cool. But, ugh, did you hear that? Oh my God, that was so disgusting. I might cut that out. Sorry, guys. But where did I go? So, let's flash back to 3 months ago, I think was the last time I posted my podcast, where I promised that I would be coming back every week for a new episode. Now, I think, I don't know whether it's just because I have like quite, I have quite low self-esteem sometimes, But like, I was sort of under this impression that I would be able to just, you know, carry on making YouTube videos, edit my YouTube videos, and do my podcast and edit my podcast, which I've now realized is impossible, because like, especially with the editing video stuff, it's like actually like a lot of like, not like necessarily hard work, like because I've worked actual like retail jobs, I was a beautician, Starbucks, blah, 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 blah. And those are harder than editing a video. Like, absolutely, I'd much rather be editing a video. But it's just very time consuming and it's very tedious. And then it just basically just, I was put under like sort of a lot of stress and pressure. And I thought I could do it, but I could not. So I hired an editor, shout out to my friend Jake, he now edits my videos. So I was like, oh great, like I can come back. And then things were sort of a little bit up in the air for a while. I also moved, which I'm going to be talking about in a little bit later. And I just remember I spent like a good hour recording this podcast episode and the audio sounded like shit. And like, I don't think I genuinely wanted to cry. I did cry. And I also wanted to spend this next couple of months sort of thinking of what I'm going to do with the podcast. Obviously, I do want to post an episode every week, but like, you never know. Soon, this is audio only, but soon I hopefully will be able to have like it visually on YouTube as well, because I got a new management and they might be able to get someone to edit the podcast for me as well, which is obviously really, really exciting. Shout out 16th. God, I've already lost my train of thought. See, I really need to start taking like proper notes for this, because literally all I do is scroll like a quarter of a page of what I want to talk about and not actually any in detail notes. And then I get shocked that I lose my train of thought. And then I want to sort of think about like what I want this podcast to be, where it's going. At the moment, I think it's just going to be me on my own, because I actually really, really enjoy recording podcasts on my own. It's very therapeutic. Even when like I listen, so if you guys actually have any podcasts to recommend me, please let me know. Like, DM me on Instagram or like leave a comment if you're listening to this on YouTube, because I do actually want to like start listening to more podcasts. The only podcast I listen to at the moment is Mike's Mike. And that's a really, really good podcast. I very highly recommend. But if anyone has any other podcasts they recommend, please let me know, because I think the podcast space at the moment is so saturated. Like, I feel like a bit of a dickhead for even trying to get in on it, but like, to be honest, I'm not particularly doing this for financial benefit. I am not making any money from this podcast right now. I actually just genuinely really enjoy just sitting down and talking to you guys. I got a really nice tweet a few months ago where someone said, listening to the Jawn Teresa podcast feels like listening to a voice note from a friend. And that's exactly what I'm going for. Like, after a night out, voice note from one of the girls. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's sort of where I'm going with the podcast. I'm thinking, maybe I'll get guests on eventually. But again, I feel like me having a podcast, like giving me the ick, because my entire TikTok for you page is just people with podcasts. And I feel like if I tried to like get in on that and tried posting my TikTok, my podcast clips on my TikTok, I would actually like get the ick. And like, I'm so supportive of everyone else doing it. Like, I'm like, go you. Like, I wish that could be me. But I feel like everyone has a podcast at the moment. It's very, very lucrative. Like, I can't lie. Even though I don't actually know how people make money from podcasts. Like, I understand that sponsors are a thing, but I don't really understand like the actual monetizing of the podcast. Like, I don't get it. Again, can you guys tell I've got no idea what I'm doing when it comes to podcasting and stuff? I genuinely have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So that's basically where I went. Everything was very up in the air, and then I moved. Oh God, let me tell you guys about moving. So when I moved out of my family home to my old flat, it was like a fairly okay experience. I'm not sure whether I've told this story before, because I tell this story to my friends all the time. I'm one of these people, I repeat myself constantly. Like, it's genuinely my toxic trait that I constantly repeat myself. But basically, when I moved, I got a kidney infection. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm not joking when I tell you this. It was the most ill I had ever been in my life. Like, I talk about this kidney infection. Bear in mind, I was only in the hospital for one night because I begged them to let me go home. But I talk about this kidney infection like it was like, so I cannot even compare like the way that I talk about my kidney infection. Like, it was like this life-changing thing, which to be fair, it was, because now I'm just always extremely grateful to be healthy. But basically, had a UTI, but it was a mild UTI. And then because it was mild, I sort of just ignored it and thought I could flush it out with water. I then carried on having sex whilst I had a UTI, which is so stupid, guys. Don't do it. obviously it was a silly mistake, and I'm lucky that I've lived to tell the tale. And then I got really sick, and then something, bear in mind, never heard anything about kidney infections before, something in like my soul was telling me to Google symptoms of a kidney infection, and I had a kidney infection. And then when I went to the hospital, they were like, how do you know you have a kidney infection? The doctor didn't take a urine sample. Oh my God, the receptionist at the hospital was genuinely horrible to me. Whilst I was literally on death's door, like I felt so sick. And then I passed out in the hospital waiting room, and I got rushed to resus, which means I got to be seen quicker, which was great. Don't recommend passing out in a hospital waiting room though. It was actually a bit traumatic. But yeah, no, so I had a kidney infection whilst I was moving last time, so that was a bit stressful. But luckily that means that, to be fair, even if I was well, Lem would have built all the furniture anyway. But Lem built all my furniture for me because I was so ill. Like, I was getting a little bit better, but I basically just had to like sit on the sofa whilst everyone was moving everything, which is like, oh no, oh no. And my stepdad got to moved all my stuff for me. I didn't have to like hire a moving van or anything, which was great. Yeah, no, last moving was great. And also I wasn't moving a lot of stuff. I was just moving like my bedroom's worth of stuff and like clothes and stuff. This moving time, and obviously I want to make it very clear, I am so, like, with the state of the country that's in right now and the fact that I live in London as well, there's just like a massive cost of living crisis over here in the UK. I'm sure most of you guys who live in the UK know. So obviously I'm like so incredibly grateful to be able to move. But like, it doesn't take, like, moving is just such a stressful thing. And basically it was just a very stressful experience. Simple as that. It was just stressful. And I remember it got to like day two, but there, sorry, I'm literally rambling. Anyways. So moving was a little bit stressful, but then I think what was more stressful was just living in my old flat for those last 3 weeks. My old flat, I can only describe as the hottest place in the UK. Like, I'm not even joking. It was south facing. It was very, very small, and it was a mezzanine. But a mezzanine, is that the right word? A mezzanine, maisonette? Basically, the bedroom was on an upper floor, but the upper floor didn't have any windows, and heat rises, and there was only one set of windows in this flat. So basically it was just agony living there for the last 3 weeks, especially because I knew that I was moving soon. And again, it was a really, really lovely flat. I'm really incredibly, like, I genuinely feel very grateful to live there, to have lived there, because it was really, really nice. But it was just constantly hot, and it got to the point where in the summer, especially because we had a heat wave over here in the UK, where me and Lem had to sleep on the living room floor because upstairs got so, so hot. Bear in mind, I used to switch the boiler. I kept the boiler switched off, so I had cold showers every single day because it was so, so hot, and we had to sleep on the living room floor. Like, it was that bad. That was what was more stressful. So me and Lem were literally nonstop arguing because we were both so fucking hot. And I remember the first night we went and slept, we slept on the floor of the new flat, and we kept all the windows open because we were used to just keeping the windows open in our old flat. And I woke up, I was freezing. I was like, oh my God, guys, I'm so cold. This is amazing. Like, oh, I cannot even begin to describe how happy I was that I woke up freezing my tits off. It was amazing. And then I had a few sort of like slip ups here and there with the moving. My IKEA furniture didn't show up, which included my mattress and my sofa. And then I rang them, and then they were like, oh, we're not going to be able to deliver it for another 10 days. And I was like, oh, such a, like, oh my God. And I cried. It was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I cried so much. But the furniture is here. I've also gotten, I've finally sort of like decorated a little bit as well, and it's just starting to feel so much more like home, and I'm just really, really happy, to be honest. Like, I really, really am. It was completely, completely worth all the stress. And like, I got stressed like just moving a flat. How do people like who move houses, like, after this moving experience, I was saying to them, I was like, I never want to move again. Like, I genuinely never ever want to move again. But yeah, no, so I moved, which was very, very exciting. And then I've decorated a little bit as well, and it looks really, really cute. I'm just really, really happy. I'm just very, very happy with the flat. I have not made that many notes at all. I'm literally saying, I'm like, I've only been talking for 15 minutes. And I barely have any notes left. This is meant to be like, oh my God, guys, the big catch up. I'm going to be recording for like an hour. And I realize there's not really that much going on in my life. But another thing which happened was big, big life thing. I got a kitten. So I have been desperate to get a cat ever since I moved out. I wanted a cat anyway when I lived with my mum because we used to have three cats and all of them since have passed away, sadly. So I really, really wanted to get another cat, but my mum was like, fuck off, you're not getting another cat. And I was like, damn, okay. And then the other flat, like when I tell you it was small, it was an extremely, extremely small flat. I think it was like around 400 square foot, if that. Square meter? You know what? Never mind. Basically, it was a very, very small flat. So it was just like with me on my own, it was great. But when Lem stayed around, it was like already quite crowded. So I can only imagine a cat would have, imagine how poor, the poor cat would have gotten so hot in my world's hottest flat. And so basically, let me tell you guys a story. So Lem was telling me that for my birthday, which was last week, that he was going to get me a kitten. And that was going to be a surprise because I kept going like, oh, I really want a cat, really want a cat. And he had to tell me like, no, you can't get yourself a cat because I want to get you a cat for your birthday. But basically what I did a lot was to get myself excited, I would go on Gumtree and look at the kittens for sale because you can find like, you can obviously adopt from shelters here, but a lot of the shelters here in London don't let you adopt cats if you live in a flat without outdoor space, which is understandable. So I knew that I was going to have to like buy a kitten off of Gumtree, and I was not fussed about like the breed. I didn't want like a pure breed or anything. Like I genuinely didn't care. The only thing is that I did want to get a black and white cat because my old cat, Sooty, rest in peace, babe, was black and white. And oh my gosh, let me tell you the most traumatic story, quick side story on Sooty. So basically, there was this storm in the UK a few years back. It was called the Beast from the East, right? It was a really, really big snowstorm. And someone in my family must have left the door open or something. But basically, my cat Sooty got out during the storm. And I never saw her after that, ever. And it's actually really, really upsetting. But I never saw her after that. And I never found out what happened to her. My mum always told me, you know what, someone probably took her in. Because if she had passed away, someone would have found her, taken her to the vet. She's microchipped. So we would have been notified. Like, there's no way that she just died. Like, she's probably living somewhere else. She's probably very happy. And again, maybe my mum was just telling me this to make me feel better. But also kind of made me more fuming. Because I'm like, what fucking asshole has stolen my cat? Anyways, so my mum was having her decking. Sorry, this story is genuinely so traumatizing. My mum was having her decking cleaned. I can't remember. I think they were like clearing out the underneath or something. I don't know what was going on. My mum, does anyone else's parents always just have shit going on in their house? My mum loves having the builders in. She loves a DIY. She loves a doer-upper. That's what my mum loves. So I was just used to sort of builders and gardeners and people always being in and out of the house. And basically, guys, these people that were clearing out under the decking found a skeleton, a cat's skeleton. And no one really knows who it belongs to. I obviously suspect that it was Sooty because Sooty was quite old anyways. And I've heard that cats, when they pass away, they basically, like when they die of natural causes, they go to the place where they feel the most safe. And Sooty used to love napping under that decking. So I do feel like it was Sooty, but my mum thinks it was my neighbour's cat because my neighbour's cat also went missing around, I think it was like a year later or something. So basically they found my dead cat's remains under the decking after I thought that she had been missing for like 4 years. It was really, really traumatizing. My stepdad never gets upset about anything, but my stepdad was so upset when he found out. He was like, that's fucking horrible. I mean, at least she was in her favorite place, but it just makes me so sad knowing that I couldn't give her a proper funeral. Oh my gosh. But anyways, so my only requirement was that I really wanted a black and white cat. Specifically like a black one with maybe white feet or something. But again, I wasn't fussy. So I was just scrolling through Gumtree one day, no intention to get a cat, like no intention at all. Just scrolling through because I just love looking at the kittens and getting all excited because I love cats. I love kittens. I'm such a cat person. And I see this picture of this kitten, this black and white kitten, and she has a collar on, and her collar is on like quite tightly, and her head just looks like this massive bobblehead. And I screenshotted it, sent it to Lem, and I said, oh my gosh, why is this the funniest picture I've ever seen? I'm entranced by this photo. And I was just having a little laugh about it. And then it was like later in the evening, and I looked back on the picture. I was like, Lem, I can't stop looking at this picture of this cat. This is so funny. And Lem was like, why don't you try and get it? Like, we're moving in 2 weeks. We're moving in 2 weeks at this point. And I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, it's one of those moments where it's like when you realize you're an adult and you have like free will and stuff. Like, that's me when I go to like the supermarket and I realize I can just buy whatever I want in the supermarket because I'm an adult now. It was like one of those things. I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I can just go and get this cat. So the next day, I remember we did it when me and Lem were, we went to a roast dinner, and we actually got really drunk at this roast dinner. And I was messaging the person. I was like, is this cat available? And they were being like so like blunt. They were like, yes. And I'm like, okay, give me more information. And I was like, is it a boy or a girl? And they went, it's a girl. And I was like, okay, can I buy it? Like, I was like, I actually want this cat. So yeah, maybe the owner was like probably quite used to like there being time wasters and stuff. But there was like 3 hours in between every single message, and they were like, yes, it's a girl. Da-da-da. And I was like, can I get it? And they were like, yeah, sure. I was like, can I pick it up in 2 weeks? And she was like, yeah, you need to put deposit down. Put my deposit down for the kitten. And then for that 2 weeks, I was just like, obviously I was doing stressful moving stuff. I was literally just so excited for this kitten to come. And I was going to pick up the kitten like the day after we built all our IKEA furniture. But obviously our IKEA furniture wasn't going to come for 10 more days. Oh my God, so stressful. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pick up the kitten and she's not going to have any furniture. She's going to be like, where have you taken me? So I travel to Wembley to pick her up. And I remember before I literally felt like physically sick. Like, and Lem says it was just because I was excited, but I think I was genuinely extremely nervous. Like, I think there's something so nerve-wracking about getting a pet, and like you are like their source of life now. Like, they are your responsibility. You are in charge of like looking after them and stuff. Like, it's all very nerve-wracking. So I knocked on the door, and I saw the cat's mum outside, and the cat's mum was also really small. And I just opened the door and I just see like these 5 kittens going like, meow, meow. I was like, oh my God. I wish I'd gotten another one, but also like, I don't want to have like, I already live in a flat already. I feel like 2 cats would be a bit too much. But, and I saw Boots and I was like, oh my God. I cannot even get over how small she was. She was tiny, and she had these really big eyes. She had these really big ears. I was just like, oh my gosh. And it was so weird, actually. So I was obviously paying the woman the money to buy her, and she sat on top of the cat carrier, Boots. Her name's Boots, by the way. I called her Boots. I think her original name was like Grandma or something. Like, random. Her original name was actually Grandma. And I just, oh my God. And she, I feel like I'm getting emotional telling this story. She sat on top of my cat carrier, and I was talking to my therapist about it, and he was like, yeah, she chose you. You didn't choose her. She chose you. I just say so emotional. So I put her in the cat carrier, and then I went outside. I got an Uber home. The Uber driver was totally cool with the kitten being in the carrier. Like, the Uber driver was so excited to see the kitten and stuff. And yeah, no, it just made me like, it was just a very emotional experience. And like, I'm such a cat person already, because cats are like, of course, like, you want to give them love and everything, but like, they're very low maintenance animals. And I just remember, like, the first day I couldn't stop staring at her. She was so small. Like, she's already a very small cat. Her mum was very small, so I feel like she's going to be very small as well. I wouldn't care what size she was, but she was tiny when we picked her up. Like, I cannot get over it. And I just, like, it's been very soothing for, like, my mental health and stuff to have this animal. And, like, I just remember the fact, like, I still feel this love for her, but I remember the first few years, I just felt this such intense love for her. And it was so weird, because I loved all my old pets and everything, but I think as an adult, when you're getting a pet which is yours, like, it's not your family pet, it's your pet, I just felt such an intense amount of love for her, and I literally, like, worry about her like she's my own child. Not comparing having a pet to a child, by the way, before anyone gets on my dick about that. I know that having a child is drastically different from having a pet. And again, a part of me, like, I remember for a while, I was like, because I'm very like, I don't really want kids. I feel like I've changed the subject very quickly, but I don't really want kids. But I remember, like, for a while I was like, well, maybe I do want kids. But I think I just like the thought of being pregnant and being able to buy cute clothes, like, and being able to take, like, cute pregnancy pictures. I don't think I actually like the thought of having a child or, like, giving birth and stuff. And I remember for a while I was like, oh, maybe I do want a child. But then, I, like, had Boots and I was like, oh, like, I've all this intense love. I can put it into this animal. And I love her so much. Like, I genuinely love her. She's amazing. Like, she's just the best kitten ever. And I know that everyone probably says that about their cats, but she is just so cute. She is so cute and I love her. And she is such good vibes. She has, like, the zoomies as well. Like, she has, like, her routine is literally goes crazy for an hour and then sleeps for 3 hours. She's so easy. I actually really, really look up to dog owners and puppy owners, because I know that having a dog and a puppy is, like, really, really high maintenance. Apparently having a puppy is similar to, not, I know it's not the same, but it's sort of like it's a lot of work having a puppy. I mean, I was having a kitten. I remember, because basically me and Lem, we didn't have a mattress and we'd been sleeping on the floor for 2 days when we got Boots. I decided to go to Argos to pick up an air mattress and I left her in the flat for, it was actually 10 minutes because Argos is around the corner. And she was fine. Like, she was absolutely fine. And she was actually meowing at the door waiting for me. I was like, oh, yeah, no, she meows at the door when she hears us jangling our keys. Oh, she's great vibes. I love her. Even though she scratched me a few times, but she's so gentle. Sorry if this is really, really boring you, but this is so gentle. She's so gentle. Like, because when you play with her, she's very gentle. But like, when, so basically she scratched me really badly on the leg, actually, not that long ago, because, so she follows me around everywhere. I'm obsessed with that. Thank you, babe. She follows me around everywhere. And so in the morning, I'll go to the toilet and she'll sit on top of the like little basin of the toilet, and she fell off it once and she went to grab something and grab my leg and left a massive scratch on my leg. It was so sore. So you can tell that she's being gentle when she plays, because she doesn't leave any like proper scratches on you. So yeah, no, that's basically what I've been up to. I moved, I got a cat, I interior decorated a little bit, and I'm actually really, really pleased with it. I might post some TikToks about it maybe. And then what I've been up to recently, so it was my birthday a couple of days ago. I turned 24, the big 2-4, feeling old. Just joking. 24 is young. 24 is, I feel like it's just because sometimes when you're on TikTok, there's like actual 17-year-olds that you feel really old. But no, I'm young, okay? I'm young, I'm hip, I'm cool. And I had a really, really good birthday, actually. I had a birthday party, which was so fun. I've never had a birthday party before in my life, so I was, like, really worried about no one showing up. But all my friends came through. It was so much fun. I have to tell this story really quietly, but basically, my neighbours at 4 a.m, so basically, I gave out my number to... Okay, my voice sounds really, really sexy when I whisper. Basically, I gave out my number to all of my neighbours and then told them to text me if there's any problems. I didn't receive any text, but then I received a massive bang on the door at 4 a.m, telling us that we were taking the piss and that we need to shut up, even though I didn't receive any text at all. And it was really, really awkward now. And basically, it was just an unnecessary escalation of the party. Like, why don't you just text me if you thought we were being too loud? But instead, this guy shouted at us, and then the confrontation was basically over. It was really, really weird. It was just a weird time. And it gave me a really massive panic attack, because I'd been drinking a lot. And then the next day, I had really, really bad anxiety about it. And it was really, really weird. Yeah, no, so I had a birthday party, and then what else did I do? And then my actual birthday was on Tuesday in it. So me and Lem, we went for ramen. Oof. I love ramen. I love ramen so much. We went to this really nice Japanese ramen restaurant near Oxford Circus. My friend Jake has sent me a voice note. And then we went to the Regent's Canal by King's Cross, and we were going to go to this bar, but basically the bar was like kind of expensive. It was like £13 for a cocktail, which is a lot. Like, I know it's not like unheard of, but I'm used to spending like £11 on a cocktail. But yeah, no, it was like £13 for a cocktail. And so funny, there was a Waitrose wine bar by the canal. So we were like, let's have a bottle of wine by the Waitrose wine bar. And for the Waitrose wine bar, it was like £12 for a bottle, which isn't bad at all. So we had a bottle of white wine in the Waitrose wine bar. I know, guys, so Tory of me. I was actually just thinking about it. The last time I was on this podcast, sorry, that's Jake messaging me. Now that I'm on this podcast, we were on our third Prime Minister of the year. It was when I came back. We've had two Prime Ministers since I was last on this podcast. Anyways, So we went to the Waitrose wine bar. I know, ugh, so Tory, but it was really nice. And it was 12 quid for a bottle of wine. And it was just good vibe. It was like, I had my coat on, but it like wasn't too cold, wasn't raining or anything. And then me and them came back and we had sex. I don't know why I said that, but it was like, you know, it was like, I was saying like we come back and I'm just overlaying our night. We watched a bit of Game of Thrones and then we had sex. I was like, it like came into my head like an intrusive thought. I was like, should I say it? anyways, so yeah, oh my god. So what I've been up to recently, I've been watching Game of Thrones. I'm on season 5 of Game of Thrones. Wow, it's crazy. Wow, it's so crazy. So I've been putting off watching it for the longest time. Lemon's been trying to force me to watch it for probably about 6 months, but I didn't want to watch it because I've heard that the ending is really bad. And I heard that Daenerys does something shit and that the ending sucks. And that's why like no one really talks about Game of Thrones anymore. Like it completely lost its cultural relevance with how bad the last season was, because I didn't know this, but this is quite interesting. Could be getting something wrong here, by the way, guys, so bear with me. But the people that created Game of Thrones were given money to make a Star Wars movie, right? So then they rushed through the last season of Game of Thrones getting like absolutely buzzing to make the Star Wars movie. They fucked up the last season of Game of Thrones. And then the people who gained the Star Wars movie was like, you're not getting that anymore. So then they got a shit last season of Game of Thrones and no Star Wars movie. Oh my God. That's so bad. But I'm on season 4. Oh, sorry, I had like a click. That's my chair. I'm sitting on my gaming chair too, guys. I'm on my pink gaming chair. I look so cute. When I get like visuals for this podcast, when I get someone else to edit it, then you'll be able to see my little pink gaming chair. I look super, super cute. But yeah, I've been watching Game of Thrones, which is really good. Not going to talk about it for too long, so I know a lot of people haven't seen it, but it is genuinely worth the watch. It's so confusing. Like, luckily Lem is there to explain it all to me, but there's so much shit going on that it's genuinely the most like confusing thing ever. But yeah, and then should I finish off this podcast by talking about what video stuff's going on at the moment? So 3 weeks ago now, I posted my extensive history of the Brit Crew video, which has gone down really, really well. Everyone's really, really liking it, which I'm super happy with. I worked really hard on the video. I wish I'd had longer, but I had a sponsor deadline, so unfortunately I couldn't spend more time on it. But I did genuinely really, really enjoy making that video. And the video which is coming up, which is just as my editor right now, is about the It Girl. Like, basically, like... Sorry, I feel like I sound really twatty, but... Maisie, it's like history of the It Girl, like It Girls throughout history, how social media has affected the It Girl, stuff like that. Like, it's actually quite an interesting video, to be fair. I was fighting for my life writing that script. I was fighting for my life writing that script. Let me tell you guys that. So, because, you know, sometimes just hit a block. And I remember, because what's been going on with videos right now is that I'll have an idea, I'll sit down, work on it for about a week, and then after a week of work, I go, this is absolute dog shit. And then I have to throw the whole thing out. Because sometimes videos just, I'm starting to prioritize how I feel about videos more, which is actually very rewarding. Because sometimes... you can like, so like before, when I wasn't working as much because I wasn't doing too well with my mental health, if I was making a video and I wasn't liking it, I would just push through anyway. And then it would basically just be 2 weeks of me doing work, which I really did not enjoy. Versus now, if I'm doing something and I don't like it, I'll just scrap it and then I'll just stick my head down and make sure I do another one and I get it out on time, but it's more rewarding because I like it. But the video which, so that one's with the editor, and the video which I am planning on doing, which I'm putting off because it involves watching reality TV, and guys, I'm back in my reality TV era finally. You guys know how much I enjoy reality TV, but unfortunately making reality TV videos, and again, take this with a pinch of salt, I know I'm going to sound like an entitled influencer, but it's just a little bit jarring. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's really, really tough work, because it's not. It's just a little bit jarring because you have to basically spend, I said a week every day, like 7 hours of just watching the same reality show. And it's not hard work by any means. It's just very jarring and tedious, and it drives me absolutely up the wall. So the video, so the new Love is Blind season is coming out currently. So the next, I've lost my train of thought, sorry. So my next video is going to be a full breakdown of all 3 seasons of Love is Blind. And I'm going to create like a board similarly to how I did my Brit Crew video. yeah, pretty much. I'm very excited for it, but I'm excited to actually start writing it down and create the board and actually film the video. Those videos are so fun to film. But what I'm not looking forward to is having to sit and watch the entirety of Love is Blind again, because Love is Blind is so good. I think Love is Blind is a very, very good reality show because they get the most unhinged people on that show. But it's not like, it's not good to binge because it's just like, you start to hate literally everyone there. But there's good TV because there's a lot of unhinged people and I really like that. So yeah, that's the video I'm working on. Let me know if you guys are like interested in that. And I think I'm going to finish the podcast here. I have genuinely loads of ideas for new episodes. So you've got so much to look forward to. If there's anything which you guys particularly want me to do, feel free to DM me on Instagram and I will add it onto my list. I'm just reading the notes of my podcast episode. I'm like, why did I write this shit down? So if you guys have any other ideas, please feel free to DM me on Instagram. And I will see you hopefully next week for another episode. Bye!